A significant storm system that's expected to develop in the southern plains Friday into Saturday will spread its rain and snow across a big part of the Midwest as we go forward into the weekend. Saturday and Sunday should be a very wet period for a big part of the Midwest. And during that period of time, we'll see snow widespread from portions of Iowa and parts of northern Missouri, maybe southern Minnesota, up into portions of Michigan and northern Ohio. And these areas will see several inches of snow, probably in the range of 2 to 6 inches. We'll watch real closely. There's still a lot of potential for the system to change a little bit as we move forward through these next few days. But it looks like Saturday afternoon into Sunday will be the stormiest period of time. Snow and a little bit of a wintry mix of precipitation types will likely occur in the lower parts of the Midwest during that period of time. Southern Illinois, southern Indiana, southern Ohio, and Kentucky will see rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow all mixed, and we'll likely see the precipitation there all changing over to snow before it ends on Monday morning. The storm system could produce some near blizzard conditions in a few locations in the northern parts of the Midwest, but the storm will likely be by far much more intense in the northeastern United States in the very same areas that picked up on 12 to 36 inches of snow in the past 2 days. The new storm system in the northeastern states will shut down air travel once again, and surface travel is not going to be much better. So be aware of that if you're traveling into the northeastern United States for Sunday and Monday. Those 2 days will generate another blizzard across the region with some heavy rain possible along the coast and flooding resulting from the melting snow and the new heavy rainfall that's expected. In the meantime, the Midwest will dry out and calm down a little bit, but it'll get colder across the region as we go from Sunday into Monday. Temperatures are likely to fall below average across the region. We might actually see some positive, negative, single-digit low temperatures across a portion of the region as we get into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. I think Sunday will still be relatively warm, except in the far northwestern part of the region. But on Monday and Tuesday mornings, we'll likely see those positive, negative, single-digit readings occurring across a portion of the Midwest. But there will be snow on the ground in all of the soft wheat-producing areas, protecting that crop from any kind of potential damage. As we get a little bit later into the week next week, warmer air will begin to work its way back across the region. But there may be a reinforcing shot of cooler air coming along as time moves forward. And that will likely maintain a cooler biased outlook for at least the eastern and northern parts of the Midwest. The southwestern areas may not be quite so cold. And then as we look forward for the next storm system in the region, we're not going to see much of that for a little while. There will be a small disturbance that will pass through the region maybe on Monday into Tuesday across a small portion of the Midwest. Down in South America, most conditions are still favorable, but we have some pockets of dryness that are prevailing across portions of both Brazil and Argentina. But I don't see any area getting excessively dry for any great length of time coming up over the next week to 10 days, with the exception of the northeast corner of Brazil, where there's already a rather serious problem. Most of that area that's too dry, though, is mostly coffee and sugar cane and some rice-producing areas and not corn and soybean country. With that said, I think it's well known now that a little bit of production cut is likely to occur in Brazil because of the dryness earlier this season. But in general, it's still going to be a very large crop, and we're not expecting adversity to occur much longer across the region. And in Argentina, we'll likely see some hot temperatures still lasting for another couple of days before we start to see a little cool-off and some better rainfall, but there's still going to be a net drying bias over the next 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.